AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Celebrations around the world as the calendar turns to 2026. At midnight Eastern, the ball will drop in New York's Times Square, but Julie Walker reports.
New York City, not just ringing in a new year, ushering in a new mayor.
The name is Mamdani, M-A-M-D-A-N-I.
That was Orhan Mamdani at one of the mayoral debates. The 34-year-old Democratic Socialist has two swearing-in ceremonies. One at midnight, which he's chosen to do with New York Attorney General Letitia James at the historic decommissioned Old City Hall subway station. Then another bigger one in the afternoon on the steps of City Hall with Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Bernie Sanders. Mamdani is also hosting a free public block party outside City Hall to commemorate the start of his term. Julie Walker, New York.
Former Special Counsel Jack Smith told the House Judiciary Committee that the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol does not happen without President Trump. That's according to a transcript of his closed-door interview with the panel earlier this month. He had requested to testify publicly. Smith also described the president as the most culpable and most responsible person in the criminal conspiracy to overturn the results of the 2020 election. President Trump says he's dropping, for now, his push to deploy National Guard troops in Chicago, Los Angeles, and Portland, Oregon. Legal roadblocks have hung up those efforts. And Marcela Sanchez reports...
Tatiana Schlossberg has died after a battle with leukemia. She was an environmental journalist and one of the three grandchildren of President John F. Kennedy. Schlossberg was diagnosed with the disease in May 2024 while in the hospital for the birth of her second child. She publicly revealed that she had terminal cancer in November 2025 in an essay in The New Yorker. Tatiana Schlossberg was 35. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
This is AP News. A new memoir.
Gary Walters spent more than two decades as White House chief usher.
I've served seven different presidencies and was proud to do so.
Now Walters, who retired in 2007, has written a book, White House Memories, 1970 to 2007, Recollections of the Longest Serving Chief Usher.
The history of the White House and trying to establish that the White House is a home and not the political entity.
Walter says it was a bit jarring to see the White House East Wing recently torn down to make way for a huge ballroom, but he says construction has always gone on at the White House.
One of the great things about being the chief usher of the White House and working at the White House for the years that I did was getting to know the families with my own eyes and my own ears. I knew these people intimately.
I'm Donna Warder.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.